A Shy Wife Blooms by Happy Hubby. We lay on the pillows, relaxing in each other's arms and enjoying the afterglow. At the same time, my mind was still reeling from what I had just experienced with my wife. Babe, don't get me wrong, I never wanted to change, but what got into you? Tonight wasn't something I ever expected for you to do, or say, or show me, I gushed. Well, she replied with a smile, I guess it started a month or so ago when Cindy and I were hanging out. She mentioned she couldn't wait for Peter to come home so she could, and I quote, screw his brains out. I about choked when I heard it. I couldn't believe she would say something like that. Let's say the one thing led to another, and over the next several weeks, we started talking about our love lives whenever we got together. She and Peter have a very different attitude about sex than I did. I know they love the Lord. Cindy has helped me grow so much in Christ. And that got me to begin thinking about sex in our marriage. I started to reevaluate my ideas about things. She helped me realize many of the things I assumed about sex just weren't biblical. And my hang-ups were actually hampering our intimacy and keeping us from a lot of fun and pleasure as well. I guess she helped me understand that sex is God's wedding gift to us. We get to use it to procreate and recreate. Then our schedules got crazy last month and we didn't have time for sex. I just kept getting more and more horny, and I guess it motivated me to put my thinking into action. I hope you don't think I'm perverted or something, she said with hesitation. God, no, I exclaimed. You've made me the happiest and horniest guy alive. I wrapped her in another hug and kissed her passionately one more time. So, she said with a twinkle in her eye as we broke our embrace, I have lots more planned for tonight. Is Master feeling up to it? In response, I clenched my PC muscles to make my recovering cock thrust against her tummy. Does that answer your question, my dear genie? Or queen? Just what are you tonight, I queried. I'm anything you want me to be, she cooed seductively. This time my cock twitched involuntarily. But first, let's talk about your homework assignment, she grinned. Did you get everything on the list? About that, I began. Yes, I finished my assignments, but I think someone had a lot of fun trying to embarrass me. The grin on her face told me I guessed right. Then she began laughing and said, I would have loved to have been watching you. You can't go into a store to buy condoms without turning beet red. I didn't think you would go through with it. Let's just say there's a middle-aged cashier out there who thinks I'm a complete pervert. I won't ever be able to go into the mini-mart again. I blushed, reliving the memory. Buying lube, flavored condoms, and a cucumber was possibly the most embarrassing moment of my life. Well, I hope the reward will be worth it, she giggled. And I can't wait to see what you picked out at the toy store. Yeah, I squirmed. I was second-guessing the choice of the vibrating butt plug. Sure, she had hinted that she wanted to try some ass action. But in spite of all that had transpired tonight, uncertainty suddenly seized me. This was a subject we had never broached directly. Your gift kinda inspired me. I figured if you could bring yourself to buy a 7-inch dildo, I should try and match your boldness. I hope it didn't go too far, I apologized. She stepped close, and bringing her lips to my ear, whispered, Nothing is too far if we both want to try it. Backing away, she gave me a cheeky grin and asked, So where are they? You've made me curious now. And wet. I retrieved the Victoria's Secret bag from where I had laid it near the door and handed it to her. She took it from my hand, and with a glance backward over her shoulder, headed for our master bathroom. Give me a few minutes to get ready. In the meantime, why doesn't Master lie down on the pillows and make sure that lovely dick of his stays hard until I come back? There's lube in the drawer. She grinned mischievously as the door clicked shut. I did as instructed, being careful to keep myself hard, but not too hard. I wanted to last and enjoy all she had in store for the evening. It took a bit longer than I expected, but soon enough I heard the chimes again. She floated through the door, dressed in the outfit I had purchased this morning from Victoria's Secret. She was the sexiest, most beautiful creature I had ever laid eyes on. I couldn't stop staring as she sauntered towards me. To say she looked erotic would be a gross understatement. The black, cupless corset held her creamy breasts, presenting them to me in upturned perfection. The black stockings, held in place by straps attached to the corset, accentuated her mystery as they led to the lacy panties that left just enough to the imagination. "You're gonna catch flies in that mouth of yours if you don't close it," she giggled, poking me on the nose. Then she began a sensuous dance, moving in front of and all around me. "I love what you chose for me to wear. It's so sexy." "And naughty," she finished with a grin as she continued dancing. As she swayed and moved to the music, her hands danced over her body. They caressed her skin, finally coming to rest on her swollen breasts that stood entirely exposed by the cupless corset. I moaned and continued my slow stroking as she pinched and pulled on her erect nipples, stretching them and twirling them with her fingers. "I could watch you forever," I breathed, soaking in the incredible sight. "Would you like to watch this?" she asked, moving a hand down and cupping her lace-covered pussy. "Oh, yes," I moaned in lust. "Well, I have a surprise for Master, and I need his help first. Cindy convinced me to begin exercising so I can squeeze Master even tighter." With that, she moved over me and grabbed my hand to bring me to a sitting position, my face inches from her covered mound. She then reached down and began to part the slit of her crotchless panties, revealing just a hint of two lips glistening with her fluids. I looked up quizzically as I noticed a thick black string protruding from between her lips. "Use your teeth and pull," she instructed with a smile. I took longer than absolutely necessary to get a hold of the string with my teeth, instead running my lips and tongue along her luscious dripping slit. Finally, I began to slowly tug it with my teeth, though I met with growing resistance. First one, then two attached silver balls the size of large marbles popped out of her vagina. "I didn't buy those," I said in surprise. "Nope. I'll get to the rest of your goodies later." "These are Benoit balls," she explained. "They're supposed to strengthen my PC muscles so I can squeeze you harder." In a flash, I remembered the other morning when she had seemed to be doing something with her pussy while I was feigning sleep. "Have you been using them long?" I asked, with an upraised eyebrow. "For a while," she grinned back. "I started wearing them about 6 weeks ago. That's probably one of the reasons I couldn't stop thinking about sex so much. Anyway, I was hoping to surprise you. They are also supposed to make my orgasms more intense. So far, the orgasm part seems to be working. Let's see about the squeezing part." With that, she squatted more and lowered herself onto me, sliding my hard member between her moist lips. She kept going until she was impaled on me completely, and then began squeezing my cock as tight as she could. The feeling was exquisite. She rose back up, milking my cock with her pussy, then slid back down to envelop me, over and over. Her juices ran out of her, puddling on the pillows between my legs, and her moans were joined by squishing sounds as our flesh slapped together. "Ooh, you're so deep in me. It feels so good," she whimpered. I placed a thumb on her clit and flicked it rapidly, doing my best to keep in rhythm with her bouncing. "Oh, babe, oh, oh, your cock feels so good in my pussy. I'm coming." For the second time that night, she spasmed, wrapping her arms around my neck and pulling my face into her breasts. I quickly found a nipple, sucking it into my mouth, then flicking it with my tongue. This caused her to become even louder and begin bucking wildly on my lap. She only slowed when I warned her that I was getting close to coming. "Mm-mm," she moaned. "We can't have that yet, babe. She slid backward, forcing my dick to slip out of her. I need this cock to stay hard for me. I have lots more planned for Master. She grinned, then kissed her way down my chest and stomach before swallowing my cock, still wet with her juices. She bobbed up and down twice before rising to her knees, giving it one last peck on the very tip. I'll be back, she said in her best Terminator impersonation, and headed once more to the bathroom. It didn't take her long to return this time. When she did, I didn't notice any change other than she was holding my shopping bag in her hand. She sashayed over to me, wiggling her hips seductively in her lingerie. I know I've always been a bit reluctant to touch myself in front of you, but as you saw in the video I made, I've rethought things. So how would Master like a live show using your purchases? Up close and personal. The huge grin on my face must have been answer enough. Before I even uttered, I can't tell you how hot that would be. She was already standing up and motioning me to follow her. She pulled our recliner to the front of the bed and told me to take a seat. Then she moved between the bed and me, looked me in the eye, and began running her hands over her milky breasts. Rather than the self-consciousness she had exhibited in the past, I saw a look of confidence in her eyes as she gave herself to me. She lay down on the bed with her legs hanging over the edge as her hands began exploring underneath her undies. She moaned, and the crotchless panties allowed me to see her finger glide through her slit several times. I sat staring in wonderment at my beautiful wife, uninhibitedly pleasuring herself in front of me for the first time. I couldn't get enough of her, and would have been content to watch her all night. Lifting her legs so that her toes pointed to my chest, she growled at me to remove her panties. I happily obliged by sliding them down her hips and legs, leaving her only the black lace stockings and corset. Then she lowered her legs again, resting her feet on the frame of the bed and parting her knees to give me an unhindered view of her vulva. Her lips spread naturally with this motion, and I was able to look deep inside the precious place of my bride. Her fingers began their dance once again, lightly running over her inner thighs and spread lips. White cream was evident between her inner labia, and silky strands of her juices clung to her fingers as she moved them up and down. Oh, babe, I love you so much, she moaned as she slid first one, then two fingers into her depths. I love that I can turn you on so much that you can't resist touching yourself, she purred, and I realized I had begun stroking myself without even realizing it. Don't stop, she smiled, then reached into the bag and pulled out the 7-inch butterfly dildo she had sent to my workplace earlier in the week. Then she produced the package of livered condoms and the cucumber, handing both to me. Would you do the honors and put one of these on this monster? You had to buy the biggest one, didn't you? She said, flashing me a cheeky grin. It wasn't the biggest, I defended myself. Well, sit back and let's see if I can give you a show to match your fantasies, she said, retrieving the now sheathed cucumber from my hand. No touching until I tell you, she warned. I had to stop stroking myself as she said this, as the slightest breeze would have sent me over the edge. Spreading her legs even further, she picked up the dildo and looked me straight in the eye. Would Master like to see his wife put this in her tight pussy? Oh, babe, you have no idea how hot this is, I responded. Taking the bottle of lube, she deposited a generous amount in the palm of her hand and rubbed it seductively up and down the toy. She then moved her hand to her pussy, lubing it up as well. With that, she placed the tip of the dildo at her opening and began slowly pushing and twisting, its massive girth stretching her wide. Mmm, she moaned as the first inches penetrated, before she pulled back and then thrust it in again. She continued thrusting, each stroke going deeper until finally it was buried completely, the two little ears cupping her engorged clitoris between them. She began to wiggle and thrust her hips as she continued to move the toy in and out. Her moans returned, deep and guttural, as she kept up a steady pace. Opening her eyes, she gave me a seductive stare and brought the condom-covered cucumber to her mouth and began circling her lips with it. "Mmm," she said with a look of pure lasciviousness. "I'm gonna suck on you later, but for now you'll have to imagine my lips on your cock." She began to take the thick tool into her mouth, using both hands to hold it above her. She kissed and circled her tongue around it, maintaining eye contact with me the entire time. Only I wasn't looking at her eyes. I didn't know where to look, at her mouth, her pussy, or her gorgeous figure laid out before me. I did see her hand as it moved back down to her pussy and the toy embedded inside her. With a deft twist on the bottom, the dildo began vibrating, sending waves of pleasure through her pussy and her clitoris, surrounded by the two little ears. As soon as the vibrating began, her moans started to crescendo. The cucumber lay wholly forgotten, as one hand began squeezing a nipple and the other pressed the toy even harder into her dripping cunt. As her cries rose, she began to pull her knees upward toward her chest, allowing the toy to move even deeper. It also revealed a sight that completely blew me away. Previously hidden, her raised legs now showed me the flared end of the vibrating butt plug buried in her bottom. Sensory overload didn't begin to describe it. I don't even remember rising from the chair, but I found myself standing between my wife's legs, stroking myself with abandon. My wife's cries continued to increase in pitch and volume, and her body began to shake, almost vibrate, as she neared her climax. Suddenly, her knees and head jerked toward one another, nearly curling her into a ball. She screamed as her whole body exploded in ecstasy. Wave after wave kept crashing over her, and my groans soon joined hers as I stood between her legs, rubbing for all I was worth. "Babe, I'm coming," I yelled with her. Spurt after spurt erupted from my cockhead and began splattering over her prone body beneath me. It was truly the greatest orgasm of my life, and I emptied myself onto her. My cum covered her from her chin down to her belly, with the final spurt landing on the hand that still held the toy nestled deep in her folds. I fell forward, my body pressing against her flesh and my warm cum mixing with my sweat. I just hugged her as we lay together in our sex, limbs intertwined and exhausted. When I could finally move, I kissed her while looking lovingly into her eyes. I couldn't believe the Lord had blessed me with a mate such as this. "I love you," I told her. "I'm the luckiest guy alive, and I can't believe I get to spend my life with you." That was a turning point in our marriage. All of our sexual adventures over the years have resulted in an intimacy that only God could have designed. Our sexcapades have not been an attempt to push boundaries because we've grown bored with each other or sex. Rather, we explore God's incredible gift, seeking to increase the intimacy of our relationship. What a grand design is uninhibited sex between husband and wife.